The college football season is entering its decisive weeks, and the overseer of college sports is facing some defining challenges of its own. The National Collegiate Athletic Association has 10 more days to answer a barrage of questions from a congressional committee, a committee challenging the tax-exempt status of college sports. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays. And Stefan, the inquiry, I gather, comes from the House Ways and Means Committee. What do they want to know?
The premise is pretty straightforward. They say college sports is a multi-billion dollar commercial enterprise, and should it, should the NCAA, that is, its conferences, the member schools, continue to enjoy a tax-exempt status that they are granted on the grounds that sports are part of education? The committee's questioning was very pointed. It wants to know how huge television contracts, million-dollar coaches' salaries, enormous spending on stadiums and arenas, how do those things further the purpose of higher education?
Good question. How much of a threat is posing that question to the NCAA or to its member schools?
It's hard to say. If the tax exemption were ever lifted, it would have an effect on the TV income that the NCAA and its conferences get, alumni donations, the ability of schools to borrow money to build new arenas, tax benefits to corporations that sponsor college sports. More than 90% of the NCAA's income of more than $500 million a year comes from its TV contract with CBS, and that isn't taxed. But getting this through Congress would be a huge long shot. Still, the NCAA can't just blow it off. It does face criticism from faculty and other reform groups who have opposed big spending and the academic compromises that's involved for years. And they believe that just the fact that Congress is getting involved here is a win.
Well, since the huge TV contract and the big salaries for football coaches are hardly a secret, how does the NCAA respond to the inquiry?
Well, NCAA's president, Miles Brand, basically says that the issue isn't how much revenue sports generate, it's how the money is used. Brand says that Division I schools spend well over $1 billion a year on scholarships and academic support for athletes. The problem with that line of argument is that it won't satisfy Congress. The letter to the NCAA noted that the production of income isn't enough to justify tax-exempt status. The sports themselves, the games themselves, have to further the educational purpose of the schools.
Well, talking about the games themselves, there was a big football game televised nationally last night between the University of Louisville, better known for basketball than football, and West Virginia. Louisville won 44-34.
And Louisville is now 8-0, so we're down to five unbeaten teams nationally. You've got your traditional powers, Ohio State and Michigan, who are ranked first and second in the standings that will determine who gets to play in the national title game in January. They're going to have to play each other later in the regular season. Then you've got Boise State, undefeated. They play in a non-major conference. They've got little hope of making the big championship game. Then Louisville and its fellow member of the Big East Conference, Rutgers.
Rutgers, 8-0, a school that just a few years ago could barely win a game.
Now, they lost a game in 2001 by a score of 80-7. And at the time, there was a big debate on campus over whether Rutgers should even be in big-time college sports. There was a group of faculty and alumni that wanted Rutgers to get out of Division I, drop football, return to playing Princeton and Holy Cross. That movement failed. They've invested big time in football, recruited more aggressively, played in a bowl game last year, and they're perfect so far this season.
But for Rutgers or for Louisville to have a claim to a spot in the national championship game, such schools would no doubt have to have an unbeaten season to do that.
And one of them won't. Rutgers and Louisville play next Thursday night in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.